A centre in Islington that helps women who are victims of domestic abuse is losing £400,000 worth of government funding. The service currently helps over 1,000 abused women who live in the borough every year. I went to meet one of them.
I was with my ex-partner since I was 17. I had to start calling the police because he got out of hand, threatened to kill me, shoot me. He used to sit outside my door. And Solace Women's Aid helped me get into a refuge, which I had to flee my home, which I'm very upset about. When you lose all your family, your friends, your home that you've known, just because of one person. And I think it's wrong to make cuts on these services. And there are other people out there as well that they don't know what's support, so they just think that they've got to accept to be battered every day.
One in four women in the UK have been victims of some kind of abuse. Last year, seven women were raped in just 1 month in Islington. Mary Mason, director of Solace Women's Aid, says that the 46% cuts will put the most vulnerable women at risk.
They will be working with significantly less, hundreds less women each year. You know, we were already strapped for cash before. We already had waiting lists for all our services. We already made use of a whole army of volunteers working with us. Are you really, really going to put the lives of women and children at risk? Because that's what will happen.
She's worried because the women and children who use the service aren't able to protest against the cuts like everyone else.
They're in fear for their lives very often, so they're not going to be able to take part in demonstrations in the same way as, say, those people who are fighting for the survival of their libraries.
Solace Women's Aid are currently in discussions with Islington Council, who would not comment on the matter. Town Hall leader Catherine West has claimed she would help Solace, but no funding announcements have yet been made. This is Kirsty Malcolm for City News.
Purple Radio.